It's with tremendous kavod that we have the opportunity to have this Yarchei Kala. In choosing an opportunity to serve the community with it's a tremendous cover to have this opportunity to introduce the morning program. When we want to service the community, a lot of times we bring Rabbanim from outside the community to disseminate Torah, to motivate and elevate our neighborhood. But within our own neighborhood, within our own shuls, we have great leaders who inspire us and who motivate us. And from personal experience, my children who grew up here in the shul, it's a real tremendous cover to invite the Duri Yachai Kala, where we actually focus on our own Rabbanim within the community. And it's a tremendous cover that we have this morning, starting with the program, Rabbi Pruzanski, the cover Gado.
Good morning to everyone. I want to thank you all for coming. Not only the Chassanim who've come, but some of the Kalos too. So that's why the Kalos let the Chassanim go out and learn. That's why it's Yarchei Kala. It's nice to be here. I don't get to speak here that often. I've heard wonderful things about the shul and its rabbi. So, the wisdom of the masses. Just how smart the people. I guess we'll find that soon enough. How reliable is the judgment of people? The formulations, I think, in every society, every culture, every language, of the basic idea, their oilum is a gailum. You've heard that. There's an English translation as well, and it's proven in any number of ways, just the common interactions people have with others. And yet, you see, it's not always so. Those interactions are with individual persons more than they are with people generally. And people generally do have a certain grasp of ideas, at least as a totality, as a group, than individuals do. I remember years ago, the late Bill Buckley said that he would rather be governed by the first 1,000 names in the Boston telephone directory than the entire faculty of Harvard, which is probably true. But you see, apparently there's some confidence that we have in the voice of the people. In fact, there's a famous aphorism, Vox Populi, Vox Dei, that the voice of the people is the voice of God. You've heard that. So the first reference is a letter that was written to Charlemagne in 786, that was just delivered a few days ago. But actually, that slogan, Vox Populi, Vox Dei, is taken out of context, because the context of the letter, the sentence actually was, those who say Vox Populi Vox Dei, that the voice of the people is the voice of God, should not be listened to, since the unruliness of the crowd is always very close to madness. That was the statement. And yet those four words were wrenched out of context, and that became a clarion call, a voice of confidence in the voice of the people that exists until today. The people apparently are endowed with the wisdom, with sophistication. Well, what does the Torah say about the wisdom of the masses, and why? One phrase that you find a number of times in Tanakh and hundreds of places elsewhere really reflects the Torah view, but we have to understand why that is. Puk chazi mai amodvar. Go out and see what the people are doing. See how the people conduct themselves. See, a few cases in Shas. The first one is in Brachos Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, but the language of the Gemara and the case is clearer in Erevin, which starts with another case. Look at number one. There the Gemara is talking about, Mishnah says that a lechi, a side post that we use for Erevin, l'choyayin, have to be a minimum of 10 tefachim high. The side posts have to be 10 tefachim high, And the Mishnah says there's no shear either for rochav, for width, or for ovi, for thickness. But Rabbi Yossi says you need gimel tvachim width. You need three tvachim in width. And the difference is the essence is the height. So the Tanakhama holds that you just it just has to exist. You need the smallest amount. Kol shru suffices. But Rabbi Yossi said no, you need three tvachim so that you'd be able to be seen from a distance. Just like the height would be seen, so too the width would be seen as well. And he said, Maisa, if you walk along River Road, you see the l'chayayin that we've placed, the wood, pieces of wood, 2x4s, that are all a minimum 10 tefachim high, and at a certain point, the chumra that was added to it is actually a strip of rubber that goes up from the wood all the way up to the top of the pole where the wires are hanging. In any event, the Gemara says, Rav Chumay Masne Hachi, Amra Viuda Breder of Shmuel Bashelas Mishmet Arav, Ein Halacha Reb Yossi, Lo Behilmi Velo Belechayayin. Halacha is not like Reb Yossi. Either in the case of Hilmi, there's a separate machlokas in Shabbos. The Chachamim permitted people to pickle brine for immediate use, small amount as a dip. Reb Yossi said you can't pickle brine on Shabbos. So Rav said, Halacha is not like Reb Yossi in Hilmi or L'chayayin. In our case here, that a lechi need not have a width of three tvachim, culture suffices. Omar Le Amar, so they said to Rav Shmuel, did Rav actually say this? Amar Lehu Lo, no, Rav didn't say it. What did he even say it? He just said it. Amar Rav Elokim, Amara, he did say it. We learn from it. Umay time akaharbe. So why then did Rav retract his opinion? Mishum Reb Yossi nimuko imo. Because Reb Yossi, his logic is always impeccable. I mean, if you want to be able to know that there's an eruv, you have to be able to see it. So therefore, three tefachim is something that can be seen. So therefore, nimuko imo. Rav said you can't tell Halacha is not like him because what he said makes sense. Amar le Rava bar of Chanan Labaye, Hilchos Amais, what's the halacha? Does a lechi require three tvachim in width or not? Pukhazi, my Amadvar, go out and see what the people are doing. And the Maisa, you can see from our Erev, we rely on the width of Kolshu, the smallest amount suffices. So indeed, halacha is not like Reb Yossi. The determinant was, apparently, what the people say, what the people do, rather. Pukhazi, my amodvar, go see how the people conduct themselves. Another case, Ikadamasni Lahot, this was a case in Brachos. Shosa Mayin Litzamo, person who drinks water to quench a thirst. What bracha do you make? So quench a thirst, of course, is different. Let's say a person has something stuck in the throat, and you take water to clear it, you don't have to make a bracha. Because if you did, you might choke. So you don't say a bracha, because that's not you're not having it for any pleasurable purpose. But if you drink water with some oat to quench a thirst, then Omer Shakol Nia Bibaro. Tanakama says you say bracha shakol. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, you say a different bracha. For Reina Falshos Rabos Vachesranan, thanking God who created many different souls, entities, and their deficiencies, al koma shebarasa. Rav Tarfon says you say a different bracha, Reina Falshos. Omalei Chanan Labai Hilchos Amai. What's halacha? Omalei Bukhazi My Amadvar. Go out and see what the people are doing. What are we doing? Drink water to quench our thirsts. Look at number two. It's Rashi and Brachos. My Amadvar Hech Noagim. Go see how the people conduct themselves. Ukvar Nohagu Lavorach Betchila Shakol Ulvasov Barin Afashos Rabos V'Chesan Afamashe Baroh. So you see, in fact, that's what the people do. They incorporate both opinions. Before we take a drink of water, we say shakol. After we take a drink of water, then we say bar nefashos. That's what we do. But what kind of attitude is this? What kind of approach to halacha is this? That we're not resolving, seemingly we're not resolving the halachic issues based on some halachic criterion, but rather we're going out to see what the masses are doing. And the masses are going to determine what our practice is. How could that be? What's that based on? We'll take another case in Menachos, Daf Lamed Hei, at Beis, number 3. Omer le'Ravacha, Braid Rav Yosef, le'Ravashi. Mahu le'midpere ve'ailu tira le'gav. So if the straps of tillin break, tear, can they be sewn together? Mahu le'midpere, can they be sewn together? and sung together, Eile Litfir Legav. Look at Rashi in 4. Shelo Yira Veyehe Kishlema. So they won't be seen if you sew from the back, right? The lighter side. Then they won't be seen. If they won't be seen, so maybe you could say there'd be Kshira Tama. The tying of the tefillin will still be perfect and it's satisfactory. Amar Rav Ashi said, Tfuk Chazi, my Amadvar. Go out and see what the people are doing. Here you have a very interesting result, because Rashi says that the people don't do it. They're machmir, so therefore we can't do it. People don't usually sew their tefillin straps together. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosfos here, no, it's meant lekula, not lechomer, because you see, people do it. So it's even more mysterious. How could there be a klal put chazi my amudvar if you could have a basic machlokas on what it is that the amudvar, if you don't know what the people are doing, so how could you rely on it altogether? So what is that concept of Pukhazi my amadvar? And in fact, there are two ways to look at it. One is that you look to current practice, and that will validate how the halacha was decided. Meaning, if you don't know how the halacha was decided, then go see what the people are doing. And that will determine, that will indicate to you what exactly was decided long past. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that, in fact, we have no idea what the halacha is, but there's a chiyuv to conform to current practice. In other words, Pukhazi my amadvar is not going to be a comment on what the halacha was decided in the past. Pukhazi my amadvar will simply determine what we're doing now, in the here and now, what the halacha is, what the minig is. That's what Pukhazi will determine. Now, of course, the question is why? Why do we endow what people do with any type of halachic weight at all? After all, look at number 5 in Hilchos Dayanim in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Gimel. Ve'asu la'adam chacham sheyeshev bedin ad sheyeda imi yoshev. A chacham is not allowed to sit in judgment on a din Torah unless he knows with whom he's sitting. Shema yeshev imanashim sheinam hagunim. Lest he sit with people who are not fit. V'nimtza v'chal kesher bogdim lo b'chal beistin. He'll wind up sitting in a bond of traders rather than on a basin. It's a typical question. When I'm asked to serve on a basin, I'll always ask who's sitting with me. It's a common question. Everybody does that based on this. Look at the Sma in number 6. Acheyeda mi Yoshev. So he quotes the Ma'ari Vayel. In Tishma Latzasi lo teshev etzo akol b'shum din. He said, if you listen to this, you'll never sit with a person who's not in Dayanus. The Yodato shepiske habalabatim who piske halomdim em shne hafachim. You have to know that the piske, the halachic conclusions of balabatim and halachic conclusions of lomdim tamei chachamim are shne hafachim. They're completely opposite to each other. In other words, the Talmud Chacham uses the methodology of psak in order to find his to find the psak. Find his opinion, make his conclusion. The balabas, no, it's usually much more emotional, how things feel, what we think they should be, rather than what the halachic system would say they are. So therefore, piskei balabatim, piskei lomdim, hishnei hafachim. If that's the case, so what's pukhazi ma'amadvar? How could you rely on the conclusion just because people do it? Maybe it's based on their emotions as well. Maybe it is misleading. So we have to understand, it's not as if we look to the world, the masses, in order to determine the psak in every case. And therefore, if the masses are doing something, then ipso facto, it becomes part of the halachic process. We would never say such a thing, because then the whole Torah would become insecure and weak and changeable from generation to generation. If a group that likes one halacha doesn't like another, so century to century, the halacha will not be the same. There's a framework in which we say, look to the people in order to resolve these issues. The framework is given to us in the Rishalmi. Look at number 7. Omer Rabbi Alvin B'Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Lo sof zvar halacha zo, ela kol halacha shehi rofefes beveistin. Any halacha that is rofefes, that is weak, that is uncertain, that is dangling. I mean, you just don't know because there's a logical argument on both sides. Veinat yodea mativo, and you don't know what the nature of the halacha is because you can't conclude se or a matzibur noheg unahog. Go out and see how the tzibur conducts themselves and follow them, because that will give you an indication as to what the halacha should be. Yushalmin Peya in the seventh parak. The Rosh, in his Chuvos, Klal Nun Hei Siman Yud, elaborates on this. He quotes Yushalmi, B'makam shalacha rofefes bi'adecha, halach achar haminog. When halacha is weak, unstable, unclear, then follow the minog, perish. Im yesh rifyon b'halacha. If there's a certain weakness in halacha, meaning it's not firm. Shame borulacha kmit nifzika halacha. You don't know for certain, the Rosh says, like whom the halacha was resolved. V'arisa shenogin, but you see people conduct themselves a certain way. Halach achar haminog, follow the minog. Diesh litlo shenir legedolim shenigu haminog shalacha keng. Because then you can rely on the fact that the people who are conducting themselves a certain way, they're following the way the Gedolim wanted the halacha to be. Aval b'makom she'ein rifyon b'halacha. If there's no weakness at all, the halacha is clear. But just people stop following because they don't like it, which also happens from time to time. Eilach leilach achar haminog, shukenegat halacha. So there we don't go after a minog that's against the halacha. Zed din minhagim shem be'inyan isur v'heter. This is the law of minhagim in the realm of isur v'heter. Mammon is a little different, but also the same, because minhag plays a very, very powerful role in mammonis as well. Keminhag hasocharin, keminhag hamedino, like the custom of merchants, the custom of the particular jurisdiction that you're in. And that's a question that comes up all the time in civil cases in Dine Torah, that one side or the other has to ascertain or testify, actually even sometimes adduce evidence, what is the minhag habedina? How are these things assessed? How are these things measured? What's the practice of merchants if you make a contract to give something, right? Are you obligated to give something else along with that if that's what the mochrim do? I mean, if you send over boxes, if it sends strings as well. Well, if the minhag is that if you send boxes, send string, then the recipient gets the string also, and he's allowed to sue for it because that's part of the minhag medina. So it's only where the halacha is rofefes biadecha, where you don't know. If there's a machlokes that can't be resolved and you could go in either direction, then look to what the people do. Another case you find in the Gemara is in Psachim Daf Nun Dalid Amud Aleph. There the Mishnah says, Mishnah discusses whether we say Bore Me'ori Ha'esh on Motzah Yom HaKippur. Alright? It's not Shabbos, as we know. It's a different criterion for the use of a ner on Motzah Yom HaKippur. We need a ner Shel Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, leaves his machlokas. The Gemara leaves his machlokas as well. And the Gemara says, go see what the Amud Dvar, what people do. And they say, the Maisa people did it, and therefore they follow it. So this is where it's halal, where it's rofefes biyadecha. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of cases in halacha where this klal is used in order to ascertain what the psak is. Chacham Ovadia uses this well over 100 times in his Piskei Halacha. So I just cited a few of the cases here, and then we'll go in at the end into why that should be, why we endow the Amma with this power. Look at number 9. It's the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Tes, in his Tosfos Tshuva, in his Tshuvas as well. You shouldn't think, you know, the Chacham Tzvi just allowed Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios for visitors from Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael and then called it a career. You know, he retired after that. There's a whole Sefer Shaios and Tshuvas. So here he's discussing an interesting Shach, quoting the Rashbats, one of the later Rishonim, Ein malinus hager v'lo tinok shecholov v'nisrape b'yom chamishi. We do not circumcise a convert or even a tinok, a child, shecholov v'nisrape. So then you wait for the child to heal. We don't do it on Thursdays. Mitam she'ein mafligim esfina gim uyam karav Shabbos. The same reason we don't depart on a sea voyage within 3 days of Shabbos. It takes time to acclimate, and it'll ruin a person's onik Shabbos. So too, the third day after the meal, for the ger, for the tinok, the child who was ill and recovered, the third day will be Shabbos. It'll ruin his onik Shabbos too. So Shvat says we don't do it. So the Chacham Tzvi goes with a number of different cases why we should do it anyway, and he says at the end of a halacha lemaisa leis dechashlei. The halacha lemaisa you see is people don't worry about this. Elamalin bein bechamishi bein beshishi afilu shelo bismana vechein malin esager bechol yomi mosachol. We do mila on a child who's recovered even Friday, not only Thursday. Now Shabbos you can't because that only mila bismana. But we do it on Fridays and Thursdays. So too, a ger could have his meal any day of the week. Upuk chazi, my amadvar. So you see, the Chacham Tzvi says, go see what the people are doing. If the people do meal on Thursdays, you see, that's the halacha. Look at number 10. Interesting case for the pet owners. The Shulchan Aruch says in Chasha Mishva, Hilchos Nuske Mamon Simon Tough Test, Gimel, also Legadal Kelev Ra. You can't raise a bad dog. What's a bad dog? Every dog is a bad dog to me, but there are people who like their pets. You can't raise a dog that is dangerous. Elim Kain who asur bishal shalosh barzel, the kosher bohem, unless he is incarcerated in iron chains and therefore can't escape. Uveir asmuchal asafar, in a city that's on the border, muta lagadli, could raise them because they are for protective purposes. In fact, in the during the terror war in Israel 10 years ago, that became one of the tactics of choice in the settlements. They had a cadre, a squadron of rabid dogs that would patrol the fences, that would start to bark madly at any type of encroachment. Any person who came near, they would start to bark. Arabs found it for fear of dogs anyway, so it actually worked out well in that context. Anyway, the Rama says, V'yesh omrim, de'hashta she'anu shuriyim bein ha'akum, ve'umos becholinyan shuri, u'pukhazi my amadvar. Now that we live amongst non-Jews, then in the nations of the world, these things are common, so you can have any type of dog. We don't apply this din of Kelev Ra, only din Eretz Yisrael then. Because you see, people have dogs, you can't say it's also. Mil Niran who Kelev Ra, if it's a bad dog, a wild dog that you fear may harm people, then you still have to tie him up so he can't cause any harm. But again, the Gemara says openly, the Chabad says openly, you can't have a Kelev Ra. No. So you redefine it. If people in Chutzlars have a Kelev, then and Nanja is very common, so therefore you can't say no. Look at 11, the Har Tzvi. So all these cases relate to us. This is Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He's discussing the notion of can a person fulfill Shomea Keoneh by listening to half and reciting half. All right? Well, let's say someone says the beginning of a bracha, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Can you then add Bor Mina Mizonos? Alright? And the fact that he said the first part and you said the second part, that suffices. Maybe a bad example because we won't do it in practice, but the Har Tzvi says similarly, Pukhasi my Amatvar. Go see what the people do. Where do we find such a case of Chetzio Ba'amir or Chetzio B'Shmiyo? Kriyasa Megillah, Mikra Megillah. He says, you see, Shenogim, the Kriyasa Megillah, Shekol Echad Matzibur, Megillah Ksher Lefanov. Anyone, most people listen to Kriyasa Megillah, the Megillah is in front of them, the Yotzei B'Shmiya Mipiakore, they rely on, and are Yotzei, they fulfill the obligation listening to the Kore, Vatevo She'eno Shemea Tov, the words they don't hear well, who chose the kori befiv mitoch haMegillah, then he'll read it from his own Megillah, hareisha yotzei bechetzu b'shmiya chetzu b'kriya. To see, in fact, lemaisa, he's relying shomea keoneh on the reader, and at the same time relying on himself to fill in the gaps. One more, then I'll just tell you some orally. Teres Paz, Chelek Aleph Krach Beis in Yerodea, Teres Paz Pinchas Zvichi, the famous Rav in Yerushalayim. So this is really in Yonah Diyoma. can a person use decorations that the non-Jews use this time of year, Lenoy Sukkah? All right? You find that. You can get good deals on Noy Sukkah tomorrow. And new also. So can you buy it? The Jewish business, go the day after. Buy whatever you need. Big savings. Can you buy that, those decorations, and use it in the Sukkah? So Pinchas Zvichi says, yes. Bukhazi, my Amadvar. Go see what the people do. Although he did that to Israel, I don't think it's that common there, but nonetheless. Ashenogim Beis Yisrael Ishtamish Bekishutim Eilu. You see, Jews do use these decorations. Ve'emeinam Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im Heim. They're not prophets, they're the sons of prophets. And then he quotes a Chalkus Yaakov, of Yaakov Breish, who says very interestingly, asking a similar question, Shenisha Otos Neru Shekosov Alakufsa Deheim Lutzerf Yimei Edehen. Let's say you buy a box of candles. And it says on the box that they're votive candles, or candles that the non-Jews light in their windows this time of year. In Mutala Havik Bahem Neris Hanukkah. Can you light Hanukkah candles from those candles? It says on the box, it's for use on the Christian holidays. V'helo, Sir Yaakov Bryce said, the Mitzadina Ein Losram, Machmas, I'm saying Ein Losram, Machmas Mius, Kivin the Basmana, Bovan Einem Nasram. You can't say because it's repugnant to use something for a non-Jewish holiday, for our holiday, because there's no such thing as hazman of these things. It's not as if the candles were blessed or endowed with a certain quality. They're just candles. And it's advertising to say the candles are ideally used for this purpose. Nonetheless, hider inkan, it's no hider mitzvah to use Christian candles. Kevin de Sof Sof Nasu Litzarcha Barazar. They were made for these purposes. So therefore, it's no heater to use, but Mikra Din, it can be used because Pukhazi Mai Amadvar. Take some real practical cases now. I just ran out of space. You can never run out of time, of course. The Nitziv writes in his Truvas, Meshiv Davar, so a person buys a garment, new garment. When do you say Shechayanu? Salach is clear. You're supposed to say Shechayanu when you buy it, and you're supposed to say Malbish Arum when you first put it on. That halach is pretty clear. The Nitziv says, well, Maisa, what do people do? Pukhazi my amadvar. So he says, you say Shechayanu these days, because you see what the common minhag is, not when you buy it, but when you wear it the first time. You say, Bracha Malbish Arumim, and then you say Shechayanu after that. Because you see, that's what people do, and as you understand, usually, not every garment, of course, requires Shechayanu, only something that's of value and substance and brings great joy. But if it does, like a suit, then some people say, well, you can't just wear a suit off the rack, you have it tailored, altered, you can't say it then also, it's not ready to wear. So it could be that's why we've always delayed saying the Shechayanu to later. But he says, if that's what people do, that's the halacha, then you shouldn't say it when you first purchase it. This case came up in the Daf Yomi last week, based on the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Yadala, and Aleph. The Gemara says you can't write a Sefer Torah on a cloth. It can only be written on a gvil, all right? What do we write the Sefer Torah on? Gvilin. Gvilin. In fact, Gvilin is Srofim, Vosios Porchos. Even time the Gemara they did it. How is it possible that they did it when they said they couldn't do it? So the Rashba says in Baba Basra, Pukhazi my Amadvar. Whether the Gvil was cheaper, whether it was easy to write, whether the Ksav took better on it, it doesn't matter. If the people are doing it widespread, then you're able to do it as well. Here's an interesting case. All right, Rav Azriel Hildesheimer from the Rabbinical Seminary in Berlin. The person gets an aliyah to the Torah and says, Baruch Hu. Is he supposed to bow when he says Baruch Hu? Right? We daven, the Chazan says Baruch Hu and bows. We said Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hu and bow as well. He's supposed to bow. He said, people who bow, wrong. You don't bow. Because Pukhazi, you see, people don't. Most people don't. If most people don't, that's not the minhag. You shouldn't do it. No one should do it. Now, take this. Mishnah Halachos from Menashe Klein. If anyone would ever not be interested in what the masses have to say, it would be Rav Menashe Klein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Two cases that he has. One, not one, well, practical, but one is especially meaningful in light of the community that he served. The first case, a person davens Maariv in the springtime, late. Davens Maariv late. Should he count the Omer early? Zechiv of Omer is right at Tzeis. Let's see, davening late Maariv at 10:45. Should you count the Omer early? Well, count the Omer along with Ma'ariv. So he says, Pukhazi, my Amadvar. You see, Lamaisa, people davening Ma'ariv late, they're all counting the Omer. You see, they don't count earlier. So that's halacha. There's no chiyuv to advance the Omer if you see that people are not doing it. Here's a case, because these types of chumras all arise. A question came up years ago. It still comes up, still recurs every now and then. Do you have to kasher new pots? You buy a new pot, I'm not talking about tevil in the mikvah. Do you have to kasher it, like with the hagola, with a hot stone, etc.? Why? Because it came out in the 70s and 80s that the pots are coated with some type of oil that may be from an animal base in order to give it a shine, and therefore it could be traped before you even use it. Almost all the poskim said not. There's always some who say yes. Rav Moshe said that Chazal would not apply, since when you buy the pot, it's no longer ben yomo, it's no longer something used in 24 hours. We don't apply the klal of gzera ben yomo atu ena ben yomo, gzera ena ben yomo atu ben yomo. We don't apply that klal here. Chazal never meant it in such a case. Chaim Avadya said the oil is a pogam anyway. You couldn't use it as part of your cooking process, and therefore it's not used. So the Mishnah Halachas quotes all these, and then he says, he's a good Hungarian, but he said, Pukhazi, my amatvar. You see, people don't kasher new pots. So why would we think they have to? Just because someone says, you can't go against what the masses are doing if you see that there is no substance to it. That itself prevents the spread of new chumros, although not very well. Finally, so in one of the hundreds of cases where Chacham Avadya employs this principle, he was asked, how is it possible that people turn their backs on the Aron HaKodesh during Boi V'Shalom Ateres Bala, the end of Lecha Dodi? Can't turn your back on the Aron HaKodesh. A lot of people are very careful when they walk out of shul to back away from the shul and not to turn backs on the Aron HaKodesh. He says, for example, how do you pay Balei Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, when in fact Allah is pretty clear that you can't pay Balei Tefillah Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? So he says again, Pukhazi my Amadvar. There's always another side. If there's another side and logic dictates. So in the first case, that's part of the tefillah. People are doing that. They're not doing it to show disrespect to the Aron HaKodesh, rather to greet the Shekhinah, so to speak. You pay a Baal Tefillah, so you get a better Baal Tefillah. It helps everybody. If you see that's what the people do, and Nimukam Imam, there's logic behind the other opinion in Halacha, that as long as there's validity to it, and the people follow it, so therefore it suffices, and that becomes the halacha. Who are we talking about in terms of the Amma, whose conduct we follow? So of course it's the community of knowledgeable, observant people. Even, I should retract part of it, it doesn't even have to be knowledgeable people. It just has to be people with a commitment to halacha, an observant community, people strive to follow halacha. If that's what they do, then we're able to follow what they do. Now, why is that? Why should we endow the masses with this halachic substance? We'll look at a number of reasons, all centered on one point, and then add with another dimension of this klal, which is very powerful and interesting to us. Look at number 13 on the flip side. Famous Gemara Pesachim, Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. There the Gemara is talking about halacha, what happens when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha zunis alma min b'nei b'seira. They didn't know how to resolve the issue. Pamachas chol arbas aliyos b'Shabbos. Shachu v'yodum Pesach doches haShabbos imla. They didn't know whether the Karm Pesach supersedes Shabbos or not. Amru klum yeshodum sheyodeyam Pesach doches haShabbos imla. Is there anyone who knows this halacha? So in fact they said, yes, Hillel, Abadli just came and Hillel said, of course Pesach is doches Shabbos. Karm Pesach is doches Shabbos. And he gave a number of reasons. Then they said to him, Rebbe, Shachach v'lohevi sakin merev Shabbos imla. The person did not bring the knife for Shechita to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. What should he do? Can he carry it? Amar lahen, halacha zo, shumati v'shachachti. This halacha I heard, but I forgot. El hanach lahen yisli Yisrael, im ein neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. Leave it to the Jews. If they're not prophets, they're the sons of prophets. Now, b'nei neviim is a term. It's not just an idle phrase. It means those who studied, who learned with the neviim in order to eventually become Nevi'im themselves. Some people who aspire to that type of Nevuah. We'll see what people do. L'machar, the next day they saw, Misha P'socho Toleh, Tochavo B'tzamro, Misha P'socho Gedi, Tochavo Ben Karnov. You see, if it was a sheep, they just put the knife in the hair of the sheep, and the sheep carried it. If it was a goat, they suck it in the horns, and that's how it was done. Ro'a Masa V'nizka Halacha, he saw them act like that, and then the Halacha was recollected. Gamar kach mikublanim ipishmai v'avtalian. Indeed, that's the halacha. So again, if we're not Nevi'im, we're b'nei Nevi'im. So what does that mean? Because that underlies this concept of pukhazi ma'am advar. Look at number 14, the shut of halachos ketanas, chelak alf siman tes, zemaram ash, with Meir Eisenstadt, v'zek chal godol shehoya musad liyodeinu. Im halacha rofefes biyodecho. It's a great principle that's given over to us, a foundation for us. If the halacha becomes uncertain, pukhazi ma'am advar, ki poshutu, asher ba'avas Hashem es amo Yisrael, because God loves His people, yasir michshol midarchayhem, He'll remove any stumbling block from our ways, v'lo yatu kol ha'olam achar hayochet, ilu svaraso d'chuya, and it can't be the entire Jewish world is going to follow a solitary opinion if his svar is krum, if his svar is rejected. It can't be. That's part of Hashgacha Pratis that God gave us the Torah. The people who receive the Torah, these people whom we define as B'nai Nevi'im, it's impossible the people should entirely go astray in a consistent manner. Of course, you have cases where the whole tzibur has to bring a par for an error that was made. But that's an individual case. It's impossible the tzibur should, the halachically observant tzibur should conduct itself in an improper way. Can't be. And you see what the Torah says in number 19. Madea, it's the Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah. Simat Kuflamites, who Madbeah shall bracha chron, the bracha we make after the Eliyah Kachu, Asher Nasanonu Taras Emes, V'chaye Olam Tabes Achenu, the first clause that God gave us a Torah of truth and implanted with us eternal life, the first clause, Asher Nasanonu Taras Emes, that's Torah Shebichsav, that's the written Torah, the Torah of truth. V'chaye Olam Natabes Achenu, and eternal life He implanted in our midst. That's Torah Shebal Peh. What does that mean? It means the Torah Shebal Peh inheres in the personality, in the very lifeblood of the Jew. If the Torah Shebal Peh is part of our very makeup as individuals, but more importantly as a people, it's possible. It's impossible, therefore, that this foreign, harmful antibody that is an incorrect psak should exist in the body politic of Israel and not be rejected. It would have to be rejected because Chai Olam Natabes Achenu, and that is Torah Shebalpeh. None, of course, better than Rav Kook could explain this in a more profound way. In look at 17, it's in the first chapter of Orot HaTorah of Rav Kook, and he says, Torah Shebalpeh munachat be'etzem ofya shel ha'umah. The Torah Shebalpeh is placed in the very makeup, the very personality of the nation. Its blessing is found in the revelation of the Torah Shebichtav. So he says the revelation of Tanakh is a greater gilui. It's a greater revelation. The Torah Shebal Peh speaks to our inner uniqueness. Skip down, third line from the bottom. Avo b'tzura pnimit, halo ha-Torah nidna li-Yisrael b'shvil skulatam ha-pnimit el-yonah. The inner form of Torah, that's the Torah that was given to us because of our skula pnimis, our inner uniqueness. Harei garma skula elohit genuza zolo fator men ha-shamayim aleihem. This skula, this quality that we have, enables us to receive the Torah, but not just the Torah Shebichtav, the Torah Shebal Peh as well, and develop it. Nimtzei el yonah Torah she'bal peh b'sharsha mishorash Torah she'bichtav comes out that the supremacy of the Torah she'bal peh is greater. It's more rooted in the Jewish people, more part of our national character. That's the margin of Samach Amud Beis. In fact, that our Torah is the Torah she'bal peh, because the nations claim the Torah she'bichtav also, and that's what we say Chaviv in Divrei Sofer from Yoser Midivrei Torah. The words of the Sofrim, the sages, are more precious than the words of the Torah. 18, it's in Parak Gimel of Orana Torah, makes a similar point. Yesod Torah Lishma, hu hagbarat kocha shel Knesset Yisrael. The very foundation of Torah Lishma is the increase, the elevation of the power of Knesset Yisrael, anemseh genuzah b'kribeinu, that's hidden within us, that inheres in the Jewish people. And whenever we expand the Torah she'bal peh, we release its, we internalize more its greatness, and we increase its splendor as well. Sheiruchniot ha'chayim amitiyim shel Knesset Yisrael ha'tzuna banu. That, in fact, is our inner life. That's our true spiritual greatness. And he says in Zion, the last line, that the essence of Lima Torah Lishma only comes about it has to come through understanding and through the feeling that accompanies it. It becomes part of our very being. It becomes precious to us. The light envelops us. It fills our lives with even more life and brings life to the world, and then it spreads about through all the various details of our lives and our world. What it means is that, like the Torah said, when we absorb the Torah she'bal peh, it becomes part of us. And anything, as a klal, as a nation, and anything therefore that should not be there, ultimately the Am rejects. But what the Am doesn't reject, that becomes part of the Torah. Because therefore you see, it is an inherent part of the Torah. One final point, the second area, very interesting, I'm thankful to Rav Yehoshua Aviner, our Rav's brother, who wrote this a few weeks ago in the related context. The mission of us, the mission of the third parak discusses that if your Yira has to be Kodim L'Chochma, etc. And the third of that trilogy from Chaim Mendoza, Hu Hoya Omer, number 15, Kol Shiruch HaBrios Nochei Menu Ruchamokom Nochei Menu. Whomever people find favor with, meaning he has a good reputation, people like him, so God likes him as well, Kiv Yochol. V'chol She'ein Ruch HaBrios Nochei Menu, Ein Ruch HaMokom Nochei Menu. Whomever people don't like, people take no comfort with, then God doesn't like him either. So the Yitzhak Abravanel in the Nachos Avos is such a beautiful pshat. Why should that be also? Why do we let God's opinion of us, so to speak, be dependent on how people feel about us? Many times people are not what they seem on the outside, what they seem to be on the outside, and therefore, referring to the two previous Mishnayos, they may be Yerechet, or present themselves Yerechet, present themselves as Maisov, Kodam, Sochachmaso, therefore, Lachem Bamar Mashlishi. Kol Shiruch HaBrios, Nochei Menu, Rucham Mokom, Nochei Menu, Vinyano. She'afo Pisha Yia Odom, Ola Piu, Maleo, Mirmas Vasoch, even though people can be, and there's a pasuk in Tehillim Yod, their mouths are, talking about the wicked, their mouths are filled with curses and deceit and vengeance. Hinei ha-pirsuma kolel yigalera aso. The general knowledge, the general publicity will reveal the evil. You can't hide it forever. Lefisha kololo sa'om tamid yasig amitas advarim. The people generally will ultimately attain the truth. You can't hide the truth from the people. Even the deceiver will never be able to deceive everyone forever. That can't be. Who said this? Lincoln, exactly. You can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. That, of course, is not Lincoln. That's the Abravanel. He says it right here. Who knew that Lincoln studied Avos with Abravanel's comment on it? L'chein hoya kol harabim kekol shakai. He goes back to vax populi vax dei. Therefore, even though it's rejected in its original form, therefore the voice of the people is really the voice of God. That's why Avram was told, "V'nivruhu v'chol kol mishpachos adama, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you." And they themselves looked at Avram and they said, "Sincerely, the Bnei Ches, Nesi Elokim atah v'socheinu." They weren't buttering him up. They said it sincerely. You are Nesi Elokim, a prince of God. L'fisha emes tamid b'chololos bnei adam. The truth always comes out in the populi, in the masses. They see the truth ultimately. Not everybody, but generally they do. U'kemel she'omru in elu megalchin, chochmos b'chutz toron, and chazal darshan in erevin, kol ha'osek v'tor mi bifnim, toroso machrezes lo b'ferhesya. Person is osek v'tor inside, people see it on him as well. She'osek l'shum shamayim, people see it. They'll see his v'erechei, they'll see his mice of Yisharim. Ha'pirsum machriz olav, the publicity announces, he doesn't say anything himself, it announces Shleim Uso's perfection. V'onsa botzitka, so his righteousness becomes apparent to all. And that's the memory here. Kol sh'ruch ha'brios nochemenu, ruch ha'mokom nochemenu. If people like someone, if he has a good reputation, sh'moso tova, the people can't be wrong. God kivyachol likes him as well. Whoever is beloved below is beloved above as well. Zeh perish zeh hamamer etzli. Abravanel says, Pukhazi then applies in this area in the attitudes that people have towards others. If people generally do not like someone or do like someone, you can rely on his opinion, their opinion rather. What about in terms of din, in terms of halacha? So it's not a psak din. Remember the case we had in Choshen Mishpat, the misma there, where the sma said that the piskei balabatim is the exact opposite of piskei lamdim. It's not psak din. What the masses do, pukhazi ma'am advar, is they're megala the din. They don't paskin what the din is. They're megala. They reveal what the din was, or what the din should be, based on kinesisrael attachment to Torah. Thus, that judgment can be relied upon if halacha is rafefes, or if they can't decide between two opinions. And all this comes from the special segula that Klal Yisrael has, reflecting our relationship to Torah and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thank you all very much for coming, for listening so attentively. I see Rabbi Adler's in the back. Call upon Henry. Here we go. And I want to, on behalf of everyone, thank Henry Orlinsky for once again orchestrating this Yarech HaKal, this morning of learning, and know as well that the CBY base medrash and the YU base medrash is in operation every day, and a large part of it is due to this one person here, Henry Olinsky.
For correction, Jackie and Jackie Feigenbaum and Danny Sachs.
Danny Sachs.